New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson has made headlines with his outspoken belief that the war on drugs has been a failure. The New Mexico state legislature is debating 8 legislative proposals aimed at liberalizing the state's drug laws. As Tom Trowbridge reports from Santa Fe, the Republican governor is trying to put his drug law reform philosophy into practice.
Momentum for change came earlier this year when Governor Johnson's Drug Policy Advisory Group recommended a number of major reforms in New Mexico's drug laws. One of the most contentious recommendations, decriminalizing possession of an ounce or less of marijuana, is now being considered by both chambers of the state legislature. If passed, New Mexico would be the first state to decriminalize that drug in more than 2 decades. At a news conference earlier this year, Governor Johnson said the bill reflects his belief that marijuana use doesn't necessarily harm others.
I sense everybody wants to back off of this whole getting tougher concept. I sense everybody wants a better handle on substance abuse. And again, let's deal with substance abuse, but let's not put somebody in jail for the use of marijuana.
Surprisingly, the governor has garnered significant support for his drug reform program, both among state legislators and the public. State Representative Joe Thompson.
It seems to me that the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana is a rational response to where we are now. We know that the usage is out there. So what we're trying to do is just recognize that and deal with it in a rational way.
Thompson is a Republican. The sponsors of both decriminalization bills are Democrats. In fact, the call for change in New Mexico's drug policies has forged some interesting political ties. Former Governor Tony Anaya, a liberal Democrat, has teamed up with Mickey Barnett, a former Republican state representative, to lobby on behalf of Johnson's drug initiatives. The two are being paid for their lobbying by the Lindesmith Center of New York, a drug law reform think tank. Anaya says their political alliance displays the strength of the argument.
Maybe there's some merit if the two extremes are talking about some of the same issues, that maybe there is some merit that needs to be analyzed.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, launched a radio advertisement campaign earlier this year in Albuquerque and Santa Fe to support the governor's initiatives.
76 million Americans share a secret. Sometime in their lives, they've smoked marijuana. Unfortunately, in New Mexico, more than 3,000 of these people were arrested last year. Some are in jail.
But Governor Johnson's message that the war on drugs is a failure does not sit well with some state lawmakers. Ron Godby is a Republican state representative.
The governor is actually intellectually dishonest. If he'll take a look at an objective look to all those things that he's parroting to promote drug legalization, I think he'll find that he's absolutely incorrect and he's absolutely wrong.
Godby believes that liberalization of drug laws will lead to greater drug use and higher crime rates. With only a few days remaining in the legislative session, most of the governor's proposals remain under consideration. Bills to expand the state's needle exchange program and to allow the medical use of marijuana are likely to pass. The bill to decriminalize marijuana is not. Whatever the outcome, Governor Johnson has met at least one of his goals, forcing debate in New Mexico on the pros and cons of this country's drug policy. For NPR News, I'm Tom Trowbridge in Santa Fe.